Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Proverbs chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. For the Lord gives wisdom. From His mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He's a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice and watching over the way of His saints. Is that not beautiful? Oh, get the picture. The Lord, who is the one true God, who is all wise, He gives wisdom. He's generous with wisdom. We all need wisdom in our lives. Just think about your life today, decisions you'll make, things you'll say, things you'll do in your home, in your workplace, at school, wherever you find yourself today. The Lord has wisdom that He's ready to give to you. From His mouth come knowledge and understanding. Does that make you just want to open His word? Just read what comes from His mouth. There's knowledge and understanding. Verse 7 says He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. God has wisdom stored up for you today. He's just ready to pour it out on you today as you walk with Him. He's a shield to those who walk in integrity. What a picture. God is your shield today. Your shield, your defender, your protector, guarding the paths of justice, helping you to walk in ways that are just and right and good, and watching over the way of His saints. God, watching over your way today. Just think about all that imagery and picture it in relationship to you, your life. God wants to give you wisdom today. He wants to just pour out knowledge and understanding to you from His mouth. He has wisdom stored up for you. He wants to be a shield for you today as you walk with Him. He wants to guard the paths of justice, help you to do justice and live righteously and show mercy. And God wants to watch over your way. So we pray based on Proverbs 2, verses 6 through 8. May it all be so, oh God, in each of our lives today. God, I pray this over my life, and we pray this over each of our lives. Grant us wisdom today, we pray. We need wisdom. You are the source, the author, the giver of all wisdom. We pray that You would grant it to us today. Give us the wisdom we need in whatever we're walking through in our lives. From Your mouth come knowledge and understanding. God, help us to hear Your word and obey it, to believe it, and to live according to it. We trust, according to Your word, that You have sound wisdom stored up for us today. So pour it out on us, we pray, and guard, protect us as our shield. God, we need You as our shield today against all the adversaries' attempts to lead us down foolish paths. God, help us to be guarded from foolishness and to walk in wisdom. Help us to do that which is just and right and good all day long as You, oh God, according to Your word, according to Proverbs 2:8, as You watch over our way. Oh God, thank You for watching over our way today. We praise You for the privilege of relationship with You, Jesus, for making this possible, for Your spirit in us that makes all of this possible, to live in Your wisdom today, to live with You as our shield today, to live with You watching over our every step today. All glory be to Your name. God, help us to lead others to know You in all these ways, to know Your wisdom and Your watching over them and You as their shield. God, help us to share the gospel boldly today with people who don't know You around us. And God, we pray for people around the world who've never heard the good news of the gospel. We pray for the Miranha people of Brazil, a small people group in the Amazon with hardly any, if any, followers of Jesus. God, we pray that this people group in Brazil and Colombia and Peru in the Amazon would be reached with the good news of Your grace, of Your love, of relationship with You through faith in Jesus. We pray for the spread of the gospel to the Miranha people of Brazil, Colombia, and Peru. Pray all of this according to your word, which we love, in Proverbs chapter 2, verses 6 through 8, in Jesus' name, in the name of the one who makes all these things possible for us by his blood and by his resurrection from the grave. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.